This is The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. I began this program in 1984 to encourage and equip Christians to live out their faith on their job. And this week, I've been talking about the importance of avoiding certain mistakes that many make in getting along with their boss. I know it's not always easy, and I know that bosses are not perfect, but I also know that you will do yourself a great favor to avoid making mistakes. I mentioned yesterday that small things matter, and good manners is another small thing that can make a difference in how your boss sees you. The simple everyday manners of helping others, letting others go first, thanking people, showing kindness to others, those little things create an impression. And so if you fail to pay attention to them, that can cause you some harm, which is really self-inflicted. This verse sums it up perfectly from 2 Corinthians 8. For we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man. So I've given you 7 mistakes to avoid, but since we all make mistakes, here's what to do when you do make a mistake. Acknowledge the mistake. Take responsibility and offer to fix it if it can be fixed. That may be something as simple as a sincere apology, but your willingness to take the responsibility will go down very well with your manager. Move on and do the best possible work you can, avoiding the mistake in the future. Don't wallow in guilt. Put it behind you and learn from the experience. And then don't let the mistake shake your confidence so that you lose your ability to do your work. Those are really important things to remember when you know you've blown it in some way and you want to rectify that as much as possible. Remember, everyone makes mistakes at one time or another. Don't hide behind your mistakes, but don't hide under your desk either. Show your boss it was a fluke and that it will never happen again. Then make it a matter of prayer. If you are a Christ follower, you have power through prayer and God's Spirit to put mistakes behind you and move forward. Sherry Harney will be our special speaker at our next Zoom get-together on April 17th. Her topic is 5-9 prayer in a 9-to-5 world, praying throughout your day. You can register and find out more information on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. She is dynamite. You don't want to miss her. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.